Please rise for the call to worship. Praise the God of mercy and love.
Praise God, angels in the highest heavens.
Praise Christ, who came as a child. Praise the Holy Spirit, who calls us here.
Praise the Spirit from the depths of our souls.
And please remain standing for our opening hymn, What Child Is This? Please join me in our opening prayer. Loving God, we come into your presence with joy in this holiday season, but we also come with a sorrow for a world struggling in pain. Bring hope to our weary world. Bring love to our hearts. Bring joy to our lives. And help us bring hope, love, and joy as we follow your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen. If I could have children come forward, please. And once again, I need my hands, so I'm going to use this microphone. So come on up here. All right, guys. So, did anybody get any presents this past week? Ian, what was your favorite present you got? You must have had some good presents. Do you have a couple? You liked them all. That sounds like a perfect, perfect day. How about you guys? Did you have a favorite? An electric piano. Very nice. Nothing you want to share. That's okay. Well, I want to talk today about gifts. And these gifts are a little different than the gifts that you get under your tree at Christmas time. But let me tell you, they're pretty cool. They're called the gifts of the Spirit or the fruits of the Spirit. And I'm going to have you guys help me with these because there is something so cool about these. I'm going to use this piece of paper to show you. So the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And do you know what the cool thing is about these? When you give them away, they multiply. And I'm going to show you how that happens with this piece of paper, okay? So let's just say this is the season. We'll say joy. We're going to pick one of them. We're going to pick joy because it's Christmas time. So joy, we're going to say, is at the corners of this piece of paper, okay? So how many joys do we have? We have four, right? Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's give joy to somebody. Let's give some joy to the pastor here, okay? So I'm going to cut one of the corners out and give that to him. Here's a little joy for you.
Thank you.
So we gave one away, so how many is left? It looks like three. One, two, three, but look here, four, five. We gave one away, and now we have more. Do you think it'll keep doing it? Let's try it. Let's give a little joy to Terry back here. Can you go give that joy to Terry? All right. We gave her some joy. We started with four, right? Now how many do we have? We have six. We keep giving joy away and we keep getting more joy. Isn't this crazy? So yeah. Then let's give a little bit more here. What if we give some to our organist, to Carol? Can somebody go give it to her? All right, we gave another joy away. How many do we have now? Seven. Well, let's give the last corner away. All right, let's see here. And Ian, you've been good. I'm going to give this joy to you. All right, how many do we have? But do we really have eight? Think about this. Is it only eight? Well, there's eight here. But how many joys are on that piece of paper? How many corners? Four plus eight. Oh, for goodness sakes. This is the coolest thing about the fruits of the Spirit, and I hope this helps show you that the more you give away, the more you get in return. All right?
Yes.
You get it. I love it. You absolutely can. And that's what the cool thing is about the fruits of the Spirit, because sometimes the people take the gifts you give and then they multiply them. And then the people they give to multiply. And that's just the coolest thing about the fruits of the Spirit, and especially joy, that I wanted to share with you today. Now, we do have some prizes.
He knows.
Here you guys go. Yeah, you take whatever you want. All right. And I didn't bring my bulletin up, but I do believe we have a song. Okay.
Sure.
Good morning. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Terry Gray. And all the hymns that you see on the bulletin are my favorite hymns, so you can't pick them. So you do not need to stand, but take your hymnal and turn to 228, He is Born. And you may stay seated. Sing it like you mean it.
He is born, Matthew, on Christ child. Play the oboe, blaze the merrily. He is born, the holy child. Sing we all the Savior mild. Through long ages of the past, prophets have foretold his coming. Through long ages of the past, now the time has come at last. He is born, the holy child.
Singing.
Thank you. For our prayer this morning, share together. It is in your bulletin and on the screens, and we're going to follow that with the Lord's Prayer as well. Please join me. Merciful God, we yearn to be merciful and gracious as you have been merciful and gracious to us. Grant us the mercy to redeem our lives and give us the strength to live as those who are redeemed. Help us resist the forces of evil and cruelty that kill our hope and destroy our souls. Fill us with your light and love, that we may overflow with mercy, compassion, help, and hope for our world. And now, gracious God, receive our plea as your Son taught us to cry out to you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Throughout the season of Advent and Christmas, we've been focusing our offering on our connection and partnership with our Mongolian mission of the United Methodist Church through our connection with Billy and Luke Snell, our members here at the church. We also are taking half of what we receive that is specifically assigned for our Christmas offering as for our benevolence, our local. But we always receive our offerings each and every week because we are the church. And as the church, we exist in order to share that love of Christ with the world. We have different things that go on that are being supported by the church that you may not even know, and how we are connecting with our community. We have our Winter Guard team from our high school that comes and practices here. We have the basketball team from the Special Olympics that comes here. We have a volleyball club team that comes. We have different ways that we connect with our community, and as long as we are able to do that, we can let people know that there is a safe place for them here in our community. Ushers, would you please wait upon us?
God's people said what? Please stand. We're going to sing this together.
Together in the prayer of dedication. Generous God, thank you for the gift of Christ Jesus in our lives and in our world. Thank you for the gifts we return to you now. Bless these gifts that they may support Christ's loving presence in our ministry, in our community, and in our world. Amen. Please remain standing for the gospel reading.
Our scripture reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and then 9 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning. Everything came into being through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the Word was life, and the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish the light. The true light that shines on all people was coming into the world. The light was in the world, and the world came into being through the light, but the world didn't recognize the light. The light came to his own people, and his own people didn't welcome him. But those who did welcome him, those who believed in his name, he authorized to become God's children, born not from blood, nor from human desire or passion, but born from God. The Word became flesh and made his home among us. We have seen his glory, glory like that of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified about him, crying out, "This is the one of whom I said, 'He who comes after me is greater than me, because he existed before me.'" The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated.
Who came to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing this song to you. It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, a minor fall, a major lift. With every breath I'm singing hallelujah. The shepherds left their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them all to you. It was just as the angels said, you'll find him in a manger bed, an Emmanuel and Savior.
Now's your chance to share the songs of the season that are the ones that you love the most. So don't be shy. We have a fairly talented musician back here. It doesn't matter if she hasn't played it for a year. She can play it today. So raise your hand, yell it out. Right here. What do we got? What number?
211.
All right.
Good song. 211. My sister always says, sing it like you mean it. So, we've got four verses. Let's do it. Sit tall. Take a breath. Here we go.
Next one.
251.
You okay?
Thanks.
While she regroups, okay. Thankful she's okay. Take a minute.
Okay, take a breath.
What's the next song?
251.
Joy to the World.
251.
I like how you guys are shutting them out.
We'll try to.
You said 251?
246.
Thank you. 246. Well, now 251. Go tell it on the
mountain. We're going to do both. Do whichever one you want to do.
251 is go tell it on the mountain.
Yes.
All right, let's go with that one first, okay? Might see me moving up here. I like this song. 251. Go tell it. Somebody shout it out. 246?
Yes.
246, Carol. 246. 246? And heaven and nature see, and heaven and like for you to sing that last verse just by yourselves and me. Give us that first note, please. The first note of Joy to the World. The first note from Joy to the World. Yep. You guys ready? Now, you all just had your audition to get in the choir. We're taking members. We're taking new ones. All right. Another hymn. Did anybody on this side get to choose? 240. What's the name of it? Yay. I like that one. You realize that's the one that I changed the tune and the melody to. Do you realize that? I'll tell you that story out there. I won't tell it here. I promise. He knows I like to tell stories. All right, we're ready. This is a beautiful song. Lo, how a rose e'er blooming. 216. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
is full of blessings. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, we need another hymn.
238.
Thank you. 238. 238. You guys are good singers. Just 21? 221? Thanks. Oh, this is a good one, too. We hardly ever sing this one. We're going to do all the verses until you learn it. Here we go. 221.
Thank you.
I think we need to close her up.
Good Christians. What page is that, Pastor?
It's 224. And everybody stand.
224. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Terry, for leading us today in that.
That was fun.
I think it was fun. Did you guys enjoy that?
Yeah.
It was good. Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome.
Back in the video for keeping up as well. That was great. Friends, one of the things that we recognize in all those songs is that there was an announcement made. There is something that the world still needs to know, that there is a Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ. Share that word to as many people as possible, and share it from your heart. The sending forth is responsive, so be joining me in this. In love and mercy, God sends us forth.
In love and mercy, we go to serve.
Let Christ lead the way. Go in peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh,